Okay, sweet. All right, guys, we're in Colossians. If you guys were here last week, you remember David kind of opened it up, talking about the context and how this is starting, how Paul is writing this letter to these people who he's actually never met, but he has heard of their faith in the gospel. He has heard that the gospel has come to them in power. It is changing lives. It is creating gospel-centered community, that these people are putting their faith in the finished work of Jesus, and the world is starting to change for these Colossians, these people of Colossae. And later in this book, we're going to be hearing about how people were trying to teach them a different gospel. People were trying to take this simple, beautiful gift, this gospel of Jesus Christ, and add things to it, twist it, distort it, just tell them something that would eventually lead them off the path. And so there's going to be a lot of warnings like, hey, hold fast to the true gospel, hold fast to Jesus. And before we get there, we are sandwiched in the middle right now with this beautiful passage. It's a passage defending, explaining, making much of who this Jesus is. Last week we learned Jesus saved these people, and we're going to learn hold fast to the Jesus. But tonight we're just going to focus on one thing and one thing only: the supremacy of Jesus Christ. The big idea for tonight is this, that Jesus is supreme. If you look up the word supreme in the dictionary, you'll see it could be a noun, which I think is a creamy sauce, is how it's defined, as in I'll have chicken with supreme creamy sauce. If you YouTube supreme, you'll find an ad with Gucci Mane advertising some pretty cool clothing. And if you look up the adjective, it is this above all authority, this above all power. Supreme is unmatched. Jesus Christ, we'll see in this poem, this kind of poetic line we have going tonight, that Jesus is above all. Jesus is supreme in three ways. I mean, there's like a million things he says here, but in three main ways we can boil down his supremacy tonight. So Jesus is supreme over all creation. Jesus is supreme in all that happens. And Jesus is supreme in the lives of his people. So I'm going to read this if you guys would follow along with me. Colossians 1:15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. And you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he is now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him, if indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. This is one of the most beautiful things I've ever been able to read, ever been able to study, and probably ever be able to get to share with others. There is literally no way anybody can preach this as good as it's supposed to. There's literally no way anybody can value this as high as it's supposed to be valued. So I'm going to pray, and we're just going to dive right in, just kind of take this, you know, verse by verse, and essentially figure out what's going on here. God, we are thankful that we get to be here tonight. God, we are thankful that we get to hear your word, and we get to sing together, and we get to do life together. God, we are of utmost, God, just thankful for you, Jesus. God, we call ourselves Christians. I've called myself a Christian for a long time, and I fail daily to see how beautiful you are, how supreme over all of life you are, God. I get so focused on small things, and I cannot see with my own sinful eyes how magnificent you are. God, I have no words, no plans, no anything, anything at all to make this come alive for us. I have nothing to offer these people. I have nothing to offer you, God, in return for this. Just make our eyes open up and our ears open up and our hearts just leap for joy when we hear about Christ. Help us be challenged and fall in love with you more. We ask this in your holy name, God. Amen. Jesus is supreme. First off, we see that Jesus is supreme over all creation. Creation is under him, therefore, it is to point to him as supreme. Let's look at this. Look at verses 15 starting out. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for by him all things were created. Jesus is creator God. Jesus did not just show up on the scene 2,000 years ago as just a created being. This is saying the first thing you need to know about Jesus is that he actually was creator God. We see in John 1:1-3, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, talking about Jesus. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Jesus is the Word of God. How was the world created into being? How was all of this coming to pass? You know, in Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created. He spoke light into existence. He spoke creation into existence. How? By his word. What is his word? It is Jesus. We see in Hebrews 11:3, by faith we understand that the universe was created by a word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. Jesus is the word of God. Jesus was there at creation. Everything was made by him. Everything was made through him. There was not one thing that came to being that did not get approved by Jesus Christ himself. Not 2,000 years ago, but the beginning of time as we know it. Jesus is creator. Not only was he the word, I love verse 18 here, says Jesus is the beginning. How does Genesis 1 go? In the beginning, God created. How sick is that? In the beginning, not just talking about some time period that, oh, the beginning, wonder when that was, the beginning. In the beginning, in Jesus, God made everything. He created through Christ. Jesus, being one with God, is the creator. This is gonna be a lot of amazing mysteries out of this passage tonight that are gonna hopefully make you smile, but also just, they keep me up at night, man. This idea that Jesus Christ, Jesus, the God the Son, is one with God the Father, is one with God the Spirit. And I cannot wait for eternity with you guys to just unpack what that means and what that looks like. It's gonna be really exciting. But Jesus is the creator, we know from this passage. We know that Jesus is the highest authority in all of this creative order. Look at that. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth. By him all things were created. He did not just make the earth, he made people, right? Jesus created mankind. And what he says in Genesis 1, you'll find he says, he blessed him and said, multiply and fill the earth, subdue creation and rule over it. What he's getting at here is, God is saying, I am the ultimate authority. Jesus is the highest authority in all creative, in all creation, and therefore he is able to bestow authority. There is no authority in all creation that was not given to it first by Jesus. There is no accidental elections. There is no flukes in government. There is no teacher in your high school that should have gotten fired. Jesus put that authority there. There was not one person who had a grip of power in this world that was not first given to them by him. All authority in heaven on earth is under the supremacy and the authority of Jesus? Does this mean that all authority is good? Does this mean that all authority is actually giving back to Jesus what glory he deserves? No, obviously not. But we can look past that when we see authority that is not glorifying Jesus. We can look past it when we see just broken systems, and we can see that Jesus is superior to all. And we can take comfort. Why? Because bad authority, authority that does not give back to Jesus what first was not given to them by him, will have to answer to him. There will not be a single authority that does not have to stand before the throne of God someday and account for the authority that was bestowed upon them. So take heart. But Jesus has given authority. Jesus is this creator. He has spoken all of creation into the being. He has made mountains all the way to your college professors. He has given authority to people. And he didn't just make everything and leave it there. Jesus also gave everything purpose. Look in the second part of 16. He says, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. Every single thing in this world has one ultimate goal: to point to the supremacy of Jesus. Every single person in this room, every single event that we put on, every single day you wake up has one ultimate purpose. Every mountain you hike, every bill you pay, all of that is to point towards the supremacy of Christ. Every single thing in this life, when it is functioning at its full God-given purpose, is done in a way that honors and gives glory and thanksgiving back to the Creator, back to the Lord, back to the one who is supreme over all things. That is the purpose that we have. That is the purpose that all creation has, is to point to Jesus as supreme. There is no greater goal for our lives. Why would he tell man to fill the earth? Why be fruitful and multiply? Besides that sounding really fun, he wanted man to spread over the entire earth and fill it with his glory. He created us to bear his image in a way just to reflect, like little mirrors, little foggy, hazy mirrors that are somehow reflecting the glory, the supremacy of Christ, and he wants us to take that everywhere. Not that we would keep it for ourselves, not that we would see him as supreme and then somehow take credit for being little image bearers of him, but that we would just give all the glory back to him. If you guys remember, if you've taken notes, turn back to your notes from November, right? We talked about a man that we haven't talked about in a long time, Bob Ross, right? The greatest painter who ever lived. Why would anybody stop and worship one of Bob Ross's paintings? Though they should have had a visual. Dang, next time. Nobody stops to worship Bob Ross's paintings, no matter how beautiful they are. That would be a shame, because he is far more beautiful than any of his paintings. Metaphorically. There is no reason that Bob Ross would have in his great mind, I want to paint this beautiful landscape so that these people will enjoy it and then just walk away. No, all of his paintings are to make you look and go, oh, look at these paintings, and just remember the painter, that Bob Ross is more beautiful than even his landscapes. Nice time to walk in on that one. You got one line there. That's good. All beauty, all authority that we experience, that we see in this world, is just shadows. It is just a whisper pointing to Jesus as higher authority, as higher order of beauty. Whatever beauty you see in this world is just an overflow of a greater beauty possessed in Jesus Christ himself. Whatever authority you see given in this world is just an overflow of a greater authority that Jesus Christ possesses in his right hand. Jesus Christ is supreme over all creation because creation is under him. Therefore, it has to point to him as supreme. The end. The next thing, that Jesus is supreme in all that happens. All right? Everything is held together by him. Therefore, it is to point to him as supreme. Look at verse 17 here. And he is before all things. And in him, all things hold together. Jesus is intricately involved in all of his creation. Hebrews 1:3 puts it really beautifully. It says, he is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power. He upholds the universe by the word of his power. There is not one star in the sky, one planet in motion that is not being done so, that is not being controlled by the very word of Jesus himself. Not one beat of a heart in this room tonight is going to beat without permission from Jesus Christ himself. Jesus is intricately involved, not just to create and to leave and say, good luck. That's called this deism. God is not separate from his creation in that way. He is intricately involved every second of every day on every square inch of this planet and every square inch of the cosmos. We can't even find the end. And he is there making it work. He's big, he's vast, he's powerful, he's creative, and he's here allowing you to breathe. He's here allowing you to hear his words. He is here sitting with you in whatever hurt you're going through or whatever joy you're experiencing. He is here. Jesus is supreme in all that happens. He was even supreme in death. He was even supreme in death. Verse 18 says, he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, then everything he might be preeminent. This is going to be a shock. This is hard to hear, that Jesus Christ, the reason he died on that cross, the reason that he hung on that tree, was on purpose. It's hard to sit and think that Jesus granted every single whip that hit his back, and he granted every single nail and spear that pierced him, every thorn on that crown. He was there when somebody was crafting it for him.